Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband.
You stood on my line. You stood on my line. I was going to do it this week, Stephen. I was
going to
be
able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you never know, Emily Papa. Okay, you can take over.
All right. We've lost the music now. It's going to sound... Welcome. Oh, yes, here we go again. Welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband, the podcast where we cast a cultural eye over all things pop culture. I'm Zoe Lyons.
And I'm Stephen Bailey.
And that's that. And that was our intro. I just thought I'd take the lead for once, Stephen. I was feeling quite...
You would think. Well, first of all, 2 years in, you may as well take the lead. It's about time.
Just every now and again, take responsibility. Yeah, I think I need to do that.
That's
more in my
correct.
Life.
I think it's about time. Mm. But you are a woman of an ice age, and I can't believe you've driven the car from the back seat for so long.
Yeah. I'm taking over, Stephen. This is, and it's awkward that it has to come out this way, and that for our listener has to bear witness to this, what will be a domestic. I'm taking the driving seat in this podcast. We're going to slam it into third, back up into fourth, and whack it into fifth.
You are the driver, though, babes. You are the one with the BMW.
Yeah. Do you know what? I had an incident the other day where I watched two women...
Do we
women
call it a breakdown pussy wagon, or what do we call it?
No, I've had... That was... That's gone. That piece of folly was sold. Yeah, the soft top Porsche is gone. It went. I've still got the key ring. This is quite a sensible vehicle I now drive. It's quite sensible. It's bright blue, like a lump of Lego, but it's quite sensible.
And also, let's just discuss you do have a personalised number plate.
Yes, that is the most, I'm going to say, wanky thing I've ever done in my life, and I've done a few. But in my defense, right, you know, when you do a lot of those pay for your parking things and you've got to put your number plate in, I could never remember mine. So now at least I've got one can remember. So now I can remember mine now because it's mine. I made it, you know, it's my number. So
I think that is a very suspicious reason to be doing it.
Really? No, I think that's a valid reason. I think that's a very valid
reason. Very suspicious. You've done it because you're one of those, what are they called? A moto head, an engine head. What are you?
Petrol head. It's not a motor head. That's for something very different.
A petrol head.
Yes, a bit of a petrol head. Don't tell Greta Thunberg. She will not be happy. I mean, I'll have to become an electric head. But
that's
for now,
I drive electric.
You don't drive electric.
No, I don't.
You don't.
I'm going to find it annoying when we all have to sat at a service station for 2 hours to get on charge.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I can't drive electric at the moment because I live in a flat and there's nowhere outside to charge it. And I'd have to drive it into my own hall and sort of plug it in by the phone. That would just be ridiculous. So, anyway. Anyway, how's your week been?
On your street as well, half the time. You're about three roads over.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare. Sometimes, driving home late from gigs, I've been half tempted just to dump the car somewhere and get another one in the morning because I can't park it. I can't park it. It's just awful. And I've got this thing.
If that's your thought process, it makes me think that you're super rich.
No, 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 just super lazy. But I think we've spoken about this before. I witnessed two girls trying to park their tiny little car the other day, and they just could not do it. And I was really on the verge of just going, do you want me to do that for you, girls? Because it was painful to watch, utterly painful. Yeah, I can't understand people who can't park, and it really annoys me because I'm really good at it. Sorry, I'm drinking a smoothie because I'm getting over the weekend.
I know. I want to know what happened to you this weekend, actually.
Well, it was Brighton Pride weekend, and the weather was not kind, shall we say. Any religious zealot who has it was awful, wasn't it? You know, it was, you know those religious nut jobs in the States that say, you know, God hates gays. Did feel a little bit like that with the weather this weekend. It felt like he was having a bit of a protest against us. But then on Sunday, the sun did come out. And, yeah, went out all day, Stephen. Went out all day and all night. And now I'm having a smoothie and
What do you do when you're out all day and all night? Like, I think 2 hours is too long.
Really? Oh, no. Danced with my friends. Woo! Yeah. Danced with my friends. In a marquee. Yeah. Beside a Portaloo. I mean, how much fun can one girl have?
Ew.
Oh, yeah. 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 Actually, I have to say, the Portaloo's held up very well this weekend.
I do not like Portaloos at all. The last time I went into a Portaloo, this was honestly the last time, and it was about 2016. And, you know, I was away camping, and I have IBS. Sometimes at some point you're going to need a number twosie woosie. And I went for a number twosie woosie in said Portaloo. And as I pulled my pants down, you know,
completely, you know,
as they came back up, they were covered in someone else's shit.
Oh, no. What
There's
had
no
you
way
done?
To decorate that.
Didn't you have a proper look before you went? I mean, that's the only way to use a Portaloo. You have to fully inspect before you go. You don't just go in there randomly and drop the drawers.
No, I didn't know people just shat on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, God. And that was a camping weekend.
Yeah, it was not. Well, it wasn't camping. It was at a festival.
Oh,
and
God.
So, like, someone had clearly taken too much ketamine and it just fell out of them like lava.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this was a little bit more. We managed to hold ourselves together anyway. Nobody pooped on the floor this weekend, as far as I know.
Were
not
you
me,
out with
anyway.
The real lesbians of Hove?
Yeah, we're very well behaved. But I'm now on my recharge super smoothie with ginger and flax seeds to just sort of recover from the weekend, and that's doing it. I feel much better. Much, much better.
What time do you get in when you go out?
Well, we went out about... we had a little party, an afternoon party here on the Sunday, which started at 1. And I think we got home at about midnight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's not bad going, is it?
That's not too bad. Do you drink for the whole time?
No, I mean, I draw breath. And I'm quite good at hydrating now in between. That's very important. Very important. You've got to have a glass of water in between. Yeah, very important. Anyway, I digress. What are we talking about this episode, Stephen? Our dear listener would like to know.
Oh, so this episode, yes, I forgot. I'm here to actually do something. We are talking about the National Reality Television Awards.
Oh, I mean, surely the most glamorous night yes. You went, didn't you?
I went. I was presenting an award for best docuseries. There's so many categories, Zoe. I can't even tell you. I was there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I'm still there now.
I had a little look online at what the categories were and the shortlists were. Everything is listed on that. Everything qualifies as reality TV, apparently.
Everyone everything is nominated, which makes it so offensive when I, host of a reality show, been on several reality shows, have never been up for a frigging award.
Have you never been Everyone nominated? Everyone is nominated.
Do you know the first category is the news, the best news show, which kind of makes sense because I guess that's as real as you can be.
Yeah. It's, oh, my goodness. Right, okay, I'm looking at last year's one. Where's this year's one? Oh, it's...
And I don't know what you're talking about. Your little voice came up when I was sat on the table.
Did it? That's very exciting because, you know, we've talked about this before. I never get invited to these things. I've never been to one of these sort of TV awards things at all. And you're a regular, aren't you? You're always there, popping up, opening of a bloody bowel movement.
I know, but
you're there.
Some you do want to go to and some you don't want to go to.
Okay. Why did you go then? Go on, pray tell.
And why did I go? Well, because first of all, I'm a publicity-seeking whore.
Yes, yes.
You know, not
that's
all of us have been given our own quiz show and,
given
you know,
it and had it taken
on
away.
The one show and reality shows that we're not allowed to talk about yet because it's still not out and I've been keeping this secret for far too long for you.
I know.
Some of us have to get our face seen in other ways.
Okay. Okay. What did you wear? Talk me through the whole thing.
Well, first of all, I tried to get us so many guests for this show and... I got us none.
No, I know. This is at the launch of our second series of Let's Talk About
the Home. I was literally the perfect place to get us guests.
Yeah, you were trawling there. At the launch of the second series, you said, there'll be guests. We announced it proudly. We were like, there will be guests this time around. What have we got so far, Stephen?
Me and you.
That's
and a cancellation every fucking week.
So who did you have?
So busy going to COS. To advertise their little water brand.
Who did you have lined up for this week who pulled out then?
I can't say. Because I think we'll get them back.
Oh, okay. They're still hooked.
Well,
right.
We don't want to slate people. This is how you don't end up with guests.
All right. So, well, hang on. So which category did you present then at the awards?
I presented Best Docu-Series.
Best docu-series, okay. And who won that one?
And the winner, I can't remember the nominees because it was like 70.
Yeah.
But the winner was 90 Day Fiancé UK.
Oh, wow. And did they turn up and pick up their award?
No, literally. It was so sad. Just the production company were there.
Oh, no. So
who there's a load of producers that are, what, a free night out.
Yeah. A lot of pretty. Okay, I've just got. I've
I was
just
one of the most famous people in the room. Me and Linda Robson.
And that was it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So we had Best Docu-Series, 90 Day Fiancé UK, Best Reality Non-Competitive Show, Only Way Is Essex. Oh, I bet that wins every year. It must win every year, mustn't it? Yeah.
Best Food was Dinner Date.
It was Dinner Date. Best Food Show was Dinner Date. Best New Show, Project Icon. Oh, I don't know that one. Do you, Stephen?
Oh, I think that's presented by Jordan North, who is meant to be my future boyfriend, but was not there.
Oh. Were any of the presenters there?
No. I was the only loser that went.
Oh, my God. Best Female Personality. I always love the way they use the word personality when it
comes
to
reality. Ooh, who is that? Was it someone from Made in Chelsea?
No, it was Nella Rose from Catfish UK.
I missed all this.
Okay. So where did it take place?
Do you know the worst thing was as well? I did it sober.
Okay, well done. Well done. What, the whole night?
I know.
Okay.
I did the whole night sober. I got a Kit Kat on the way home to cheer myself up.
So, talk me through. Did you have dinner at this event? Did you get to sit down at a table and have dinner with people who worked roughly in production on a reality TV show?
So there was no dinner, but there was two massive bottles of tequila.
And that's it.
A canape that came round fleetingly that was like a Ritz cracker.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I didn't even eat it.
What, no dinner? You didn't get a proper sit-down, three-course dinner, a bit of chicken? Oh, my goodness. Wow, okay.
No. people were shit-faced. And it was a lot of, like... So I bumped into my friend Dominic, who is a TV producer, and he actually worked on Dinner Date. That's how I remember that they won.
Mm.
And he said, do you want to come and join my table? And I said, yes, please, because I have no idea who I'm fucking with. So I went and sat with him and his colleague. So they were really happy that they won. And then what happened? Like, and then Dom's going, oh, you should meet that person. So there was loads of producers there that are like, you know, the producers from the Great British Bake Off, the producers from 90 Day Fiancé and other things that I've already forgotten. And, but I don't know where the stars were.
Okay. Did they get invited? I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Basically, the whole cast of The Apprentice was there.
The whole, the Apprentice. Oh, yes. That one, Best Business Show, which you'd hope, wouldn't you? I mean, what other one is there? I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah,
against.
I mean, what's it up against?
I don't know. Most Inspiring TV Show? Loose Women. That went to. That went to Loose Women. Would you have categorised that as a reality TV show?
Oh, yeah,
show?
It did, because actually the Loose Women were there. Let me tell you about that, actually, though, because the Loose Women were there, and Charlene White and Linda Robson were actually doing a very impressive speech. But no one was listening to them. Charlene had to keep shushing the room. Shh, 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 shh.
Oh, no, I hate having to do that. Yeah, you feel like a sort of failed
primary
school
teacher. Because no one was listening, because by the time that award was on, people were like one bottle of tequila deep.
So, it was just two bottles of tequila per table?
Yes, I think there was other things as well. Like, there was like two bottles of tequila on my table, and then there was like... two cans of Coke. So I said to Dom, I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have the Coca-Cola. I'm sober at the minute. I don't really know what was going on. I don't know what was going on. Do you know what I did think, though? Because it's not televised. They stream it, but it's on YouTube or something.
It's available to watch on
and
VooVix.
I thought if they got a proper...
VooVix TV it's on. I've never heard of
your
that.
Your favourite.
Have you even heard of VooVix TV?
You love VooVix.
I have no idea what VooVix is.
No,
I mean, I once had to go to the doctor with a dodgy VooVix, but I've never heard of VooVix TV.
I was hoping someone would make a dirty VooVix joke, but I can't because I don't have a VooVix.
Well, it's mine to own, and I'm telling you. Probably more people have seen my VooVix than VooVix TV, to be honest with you. And that's saying something.
Listen, at this stage of the game, who's not seen your VooVix?
So, you're right. You're right. Best news programme. The best news programme was ITV News at 6. Yeah. Is that classified as reality TV? That's just reality. That's just the news.
Yeah, but it is the National Reality TV Awards, and it is technically, as real as reality TV can get is the news.
Oh, I am very confused now. Okay. Right. Best makeup show. Of course it was Glow Up. What other ones are there?
It is. Do you think you would... So let me tell you anyway, right? Because you weren't invited, which I think is a travesty, because there was a table that had no one on it. So
oh, I could have sat on my own. Oh, I'd have happily sat on my own at a table with two bottles of tequila.
So I'm sat there next to a guy who I joke not is called Ricky Martin.
Right. Right.
But it's not that one.
No, I'm... Yeah.
Imagine the photographers when they announce you to the press carpet and they go, next up is Ricky Martin. I bet they all pick the cameras up, like, ready to go, and then they're like, oh,
oh,
no.
Not that one.
Yeah. Not the...
Did you do the red carpet?
Of course I did.
Who were you wearing? One of the producers, knowing you, Yahuwah.
Zara.
You were wearing Zara. Did they ask you who you were wearing?
Yeah.
Did they? Okay.
No, they don't do anything like that.
Okay.
They go, they announce you on, which I think one of those is like they announce you on because no one's sure about who anyone is.
Yeah.
And then they just take your picture and move you on. They're not interested. And then if... They stop a loose woman to do an actual interview with, but the rest of you, they just go and get your chair. But what I couldn't believe was, so I'm sat with the dinner date lot, I'm engaging with Ricky Martin sat next to me, and then, what do I hear? Hello, welcome to Lightning.
Oh!
And I swizzle round, and you have infiltrated the National Reality TV Awards 2023. You might not get an invite, but we use your clip.
It's the only way I get in to these things. Apparently, they showed a clip of me on QI at the Comedy Awards this year as well, but I wasn't actually there.
But at least you got invited to that one.
I did get invited to that one, yes. My agent forgot to tell me I had an invite to that one. I just assumed I hadn't been invited to that one. And then he said, oh, they used a nice clip of you at the Comedy Awards last night. And I said, well, next year I might even get an invitation. And he went, oh, I forgot to tell you they did invite you, but you had a tour date and you told us not to take it out. And I went, oh, yeah, I remember now. So I have been invited to something. I just never attend in person.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Well, at least you get invited to one show involved in, like the Comedy Awards. I'm not invited to the Comedy Awards and invited to all this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Who else was there? Who's in this picture that I'm looking at here? Oh, that's the Loose Women. There they are.
I'll tell you who was there. Your favourites, the Pritchard brothers.
Oh, AJ and Curtis.
Yes. First of all, I have to say, they are two of the most attractive people I've ever seen in my life. Well, Pritchard has a beard thing going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. AJ's got the, he's got the firmest biceps I've ever been able to squeeze. Like I've ever been allowed to squeeze. That means, that sounds,
when
that's come out all
wrong. When did you squeeze his biceps?
Well, I've worked with both of those brothers because I did MasterChef with AJ and I did Stand Up to Cancer with Curtis. So I've worked with them both. On reality TV shows.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Hold on. First of all, the fact that you're not invited to this awards show when you do all the trash.
Yeah, I've done a lot of trash. Yeah?
Second of all, Duzzy M, were you at that Stand Up to Cancer where Curtis had to do stand-up?
Yes. Yes, I was. I know what you're going to say.
And he got booed off.
It was a gentle booing because it was a charity event, but it was a slight and it was a gentle booing. I'm going to say sort of like a breeze of a booing, a sort of gentle breeze of a booing. He did that classic
well,
thing.
Well, I watched it and I don't know if they hated him in the edit, but they turned that breeze up to a full gale.
I'm going to say that stand-up probably wasn't his forte, is the most diplomatic way I can put it. And he did that classic thing of a new comic as well, where time ran away with him. And I think he did his time and then some, let's put it that way. Time and then, he could have left a good 10 minutes previous, but didn't. And then the gentle booing came.
If it's not going well, though, why do people not leave?
I have a theory about this. I think I call it my Tony Blair moment when people just don't know when to go. So you're waiting for a big applause and it never comes. And then you just sort of dribble out and disappear. I've done it so many times as well when I've died on stage. And rather than just getting off, you just keep trying to get one laugh before you go. And it's not going to happen largely in those circumstances, because for 19 minutes they've absolutely hated you. So it'd be a miracle if you got them back within the last minute. But people say it's just that human thing of going, I'm not going till I've got you. That's what a big giant cane should come on and just hook around your neck and pull you off. But never happens. Never happens. So
I think I would just like slope off at that point.
It's a bizarre thing. It's a bizarre thing. So this was the 12th annual National Reality TV Awards. There's been 11 others of these. It says here on the website, a night of glitz, glamour and unforgettable celebrations.
I think glitz and glitz is true. Mm-hmm. Glamour depends what you're into, true. And I think unforgettable celebrations is not true. I think they all forgot that the next day.
Okay. I'm looking at
that. Do you know what it's like? It was like my award that I was supposed to do was like the third from the end.
Right.
We started at 7:30 and I was on at 10 o'clock.
Oh, God. Yeah.
After the Pritchard brothers, who were rehearsing their three lines backstage.
Oh, that's not good, is it? What did you have to say, Steve?
No, well, the cue card actually said on mine, Stephen to impress the audience with some of his comedic ability. That's what it said.
Oh, it did not say that. Tell me it did not say that.
It did say that. It did say that.
Oh, no. That's so cheesy.
And then it said like the boring stuff. Do you know where it's like, I'm so thrilled to be here at the 12th or whatever, national, whatever, reality TV awards. I'm here to present best docu-series. Something about laughing, crying, whatever. Here are the nominees, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone was so shit-faced and not paying attention from the minute it began.
Yeah.
I thought, no, I'm not gonna impress them with my comedic ability. So I literally just jumped that bit and just said, I'm so thrilled to be here at the National. I mean, half the tables had left. I'll tell you what people did. They did what they do at like corporate events. Once they've got their award, they're not interested in anyone else. They're off.
Yeah, that's it. They're done. If you've won it or lost it, you're gone. You've just gone. Okay.
Correct.
So you didn't impress them with your natural comedic skills?
No, I didn't even try and impress them.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I honestly said, I said to my friend who I was sat with, Dom, I said, if I try and impress them, I think I'm going to leave here really depressed.
Yes, I agree. I think you did the right thing. Sometimes in those...
I chose not to bomb.
Best say nothing at all. Well, you'd have delivered a joke. It would have got nothing. Your heart would have sank. You'd have been like, oh, God. And there's nothing worse than dying in front of people that you have not a huge amount of respect for anyway. So it's, you did the right thing.
Thank you. Also, the other thing is we had some of them like on Slabs on the Farm and Slabs on the Ranch. So they were like, oh, my God, Stephen. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know if they know, but I'm Radio 4 talent now.
No, they probably don't know. I'm going to say they don't know.
They don't listen to Radio 4.
They don't listen to Radio 4.
They still think I'm Channel 5.
Yeah. So did you hang about after you delivered your award?
Nope. I was straight out the side door in my Uber. Got a Kit Kat from Tesco before I got in the Uber and travelled home.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a very personal question now regarding these awards.
6 inches.
Was it? Okay. Was it a paid engagement or were you doing it just for the exposure? I can tell from your face.
What do you think the worst answer is? Do you think the worst answer is?
You did it just for the exposure, didn't you?
Well, I'll tell you why I did it. My dear agent was like, it could be a good networking opportunity.
Okay.
But she did not know they were all going to be shit-faced on free tequila. Jose Cuervo, I believe it's called. Jose Cuervo.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's at least 15 quid from Tesco. That's a, wow. Okay, no expense spent. Right. And was it worth the networking opportunity, do you feel? Did you come away from it going, I'm glad
no,
I gave up my...
No, I have not been booked for the Great British Bake Off. No.
Okay.
And I'm still not on fucking MasterChef, which I'm livid about.
You don't like cooking.
I know, but I like being funny.
Yeah, but can you cook?
Let me tell you what I can make.
Go on then. List
it. Lasagna.
Right.
Spag bol.
Okay.
Fangitas.
Right. You can't say it, but you can cook it.
Frozen burger and chips.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can heat up a nice soup.
I'm going to suggest that probably isn't enough to get you through round two of MasterChef.
Well, you need to get through round one.
Well, okay, into round two. I don't think with those particular skills you've got enough on board to get you into round two. I just don't. I mean, and I've done MasterChef with Gemma Collins.
But personality and her.
Yeah, but you know.
Ooh,
you can't...
How did she do?
Well, I think she had a friend who had a restaurant that helped a little bit with the... with the suggested recipe. I don't know. I mean, I'd hate to sort of cast aspersions on her skill set, but she did get to sort of round three, I think. Yeah. Which
Jesus.
Was, yeah. So you'd have to try a little bit harder. I think she did do something that was a weird combination of tuna and beans or something. But anyway, she got through.
I've got one.
Go on.
I can make posh fish and chips.
Describe to me what do you mean by posh fish and chips?
Right, so I go to Tesco and I buy some cod, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is she laughing?
Go on.
And then I buy a sweet potato, right?
Okay, yeah.
I come home.
Yeah.
I put cod on tin foil.
Yeah.
Then I put a bit of chilli flakes on. I wrap it in the tin foil and put it in the oven. I chop up a sweet potato, put some chilli flakes on, put them in the oven. Open a can of mushy peas, pour it into a pan, light it up. An hour later, you've got posh fish chips and mushy peas.
Oh, God.
And I say I do it, but I watched Rich do it last night. But it looked easy enough. I could do it. I just didn't.
It just didn't. I'm saying it's not battered cod, or is it battered cod?
No, we don't. You don't get a figure like this by having battered cod, Zoe Lyons.
Okay.
My boobs have gone down. My
have
boobs...
they? What have you been doing to reduce your boob? In fact, I know what you've been doing to reduce your boob.
Strange men.
You've been padding around with strange men, haven't you? In your boxing gloves.
Niall.
You've become a boxer.
And my boxer shorts.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm a boxer these days.
Yeah.
Although,
did you go today?
My issue about weight loss, and I know people don't like to talk about weight loss, but it's my way. Your boobs, your face, your arms, your legs all goes. Belly sits there, just stays. My belly's up now. Nah, I'm happy here.
So you've reduced all your extremities, but your sort of core has just remained a little more cushioned.
Doughy.
Okay.
Yes.
Doughy. Have you tried doing sit-ups?
Yes, they make me.
Do sit-ups at boxing?
Yeah, it's part of the warm-up.
Okay. How many did you do?
I had to do 80 last week, babe. 80.
Oh, that's quite
in
a lot.
One day.
Yeah, that's enough. But you need to do that about 3 or 4 times a week. Then it'll work.
The next morning, I thought I had Braxton Hicks.
What's Braxton Hicks?
I don't know, I just thought that's what you have when you go into labour or something.
Oh, God. So now you've got to eat like a boxer. That's what you've got to eat like. And I tell you what that means. You've got to eat eggs. You've got to eat avocado. You've got to eat chicken. You've got to eat steak. You've got to eat spinach, broccoli, nuts, berries, live yogurt, and a kombucha.
What the fuck is a live yogurt?
It's a yogurt that... I mean, it's not so alive that it can ever walk out of the fridge, but it's got natural cultures in it that are good for your gut. And, you know, it
what
got
is
health...
a natural culture? This, people talk shite.
Yeah, no, I don't... It's to
a
improve
natural
your gut health.
Culture.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're going to eat.
I'd rather just suffer with IBS and have a dime bar.
Have you ever had steak and two eggs for breakfast?
No.
Oh, I have. It's one of my favourite breakfasts.
Why?
Because it keeps you going all day. It keeps you going all day. It's a proper boxer's breakfast. I have it every now and again. Two fried eggs and a steak. Honestly, it's pretty good.
Sometimes we have protein pancakes.
What's that made out of? Do I want to know?
I don't know. Rich just brings it in on a plate and hands it me with a can of squirty cream.
Oh, no. God. Squirty cream.
No, squirty cream's not a euphemism. It's like actual in a tin.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that you haven't got what it takes to be on MasterChef.
I have. I've got the personality.
Okay. What other one could you do? What, dinner date? Why don't you and Rich do dinner date? Not dinner date. Come dine with me.
Well, because... I'd love to do come dine with me. I'd do dinner date, to be honest.
Cindy and I were once asked to do come dine with me.
Find the third for our thruple.
Yeah.
Why did you say no?
It was the thought of having people around my flat. Because, you know, people have these really posh houses. And I don't really have a posh house. I've just got a sort of regular flat. I thought, I don't want people in my flat. And then also, I don't think she'll mind me saying this, but Cindy's dinner conversation, I don't think would flow naturally. I think it might be a little bit orcs.
I'd enjoy that, though. That's why it would be genius.
Oh, I think it would be just two orcs. So I said to Cindy, do you want to do it? I said, I don't, but what do you think? And she said, that's probably not the thing for us, is it? So, and I said, no, it's not. So we left it at that. So, yeah. 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 Oh, I'm looking. I've got Instagram up with the national awards on. Oh, Towie's there. How orange are those people?
Is there a picture of me on there?
What were you wearing? What colour was your outfit?
Green.
Green? Who's that?
Yeah.
No. No. Oh, there are the... There's AJ and Curtis looking very lovely. Did you hand them their award? I don't know who any of these people are.
No, they were presenting an award.
Who is that? Oh, they were presenting. Oh, yes, of course. They were presenting. Okay. No, you're not there, mate. Sorry. You're not there.
Well, says everything I need to know, doesn't it?
Yeah, not there. There's pictures of the products that have sponsored the awards, bronzers and various... makeups, but not you. Wow, that says it all.
Wow,
that says it all.
And I was basically a sponsor.
Yeah, sorry about that. You haven't made the grade. There you go. Well, maybe next year you'll be winning something.
Maybe next year. So, should we talk about our husband of the week?
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Let's play the music.
Husband of the week.
Like on, magic. So husband of the week, controversial. Curtis Pritchard.
Oh, really? Pourquoi?
I tell you, absolutely gorgeous. Like, he's got a beard now.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was so good looking with the eyes and the skin and the teeth. And I must say, both the Pritchard brothers are very, very polite. And that is, you know, I feel like that is someone I would like to engage with. And I think they're from Cheshire. So, you know, they're local boys. So yeah. I think it's very easy for us to get lost in the woods together. Who's yours?
I agree. Having met both of those boys, I agree they are very lovely and very polite, which is so nice today in today's society. I'm going to go the other way. My husbands of the week are a big group of bears that I spent the weekend with at Brighton Pride, just surrounded by large, hairy men with massive beards. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. You know, yes. I've always said it. If I was that way inclined, I would be I'd be very much into the bear. Very much into the bear. I love a check shirt. I love a beard. I love a hairy back. And so I was quite happy.
You've already got all those things.
I've already got all of those things. So, you know, I'm a girl who wants for nothing. I'm a girl that wants for absolutely nothing. So I'm very happy indeed. Well, it's been enlightening hearing about the National Reality Television Awards from you, Steve, and it really has. There was a little pang of jealousy when I heard you were going.
It just
redepressed me. Yeah, and now that you've told me about the experience, I'm just really glad I wasn't there. So, but what it has done for me is highlight how many reality TV shows I'd never even heard of or indeed considered to be reality TV shows. So it just means there are more and more of these episodes that we can do because there's so much more to talk about.
Love that for us.
I love that for us. I love that for us. Well, listen.
So.
Yeah.
Guys. Like us, follow us, tell people about us, share us. I'm on Instagram at Stephen Comedy. Zoe, where are you?
I'm on Instagram at Zoe Lyons Comedy. I'm also on Twitter, well, it's now called X,
so
but I don't use it.
No one uses it anymore. Everyone's leaving.
No, everyone's gone. I'll let you finish. You wrap up, my love. I started this off in a tremendous way. You wrap up.
So until next time, cheerio.
Ta-ta.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.